Но в тесте сверхар мормо зе рейши тура, но не мог кашан изгляд, како рачунамо практично время. На интерфере и так же изгляд е, како инсталирует антенна за телевидео за ваша старая мама. Че ваша мама видела, да видите га на днастеп, ние се хакрил, да вас нисам нече научил. So this hour, we have to see a few practical examples of what we were talking, the theory, the 2 hours before. And the first practical example is how to install the antenna for the TV set of your grandmother. Since your grandmother is going to get very angry if you don't know how to do that. I will be guilty for not teaching you how to do that. And let's see where is the problem. Pogledajmo si, kje je to kde vprašanje, ne? Stara mama ima piško svoje. In ima televizor. Kuda televizor. In ima kabel tukaj gor. In tukaj gor na drogu je antena. Kakšne so številke tukaj, ne? Televizor ima šumno število sprejemnika 10 decibelov. To je običajna številka za televizor. Do antene je napeljan kabel, ki ima slabljenje A je minus 5 decibelov. In antena, ta snop od antene, opazuje en del neba in en del zemlje, ne? Se pravi, del tukaj spode je 290 kelvinov, nekaj je zemlja, nebo gor je 100 kelvinov, se pravi, povprečje tukaj temperatura antene je nekje 200 kelvinov. So to. Describe the problem. Grandma has a TV set. The TV set usually has a quite large noise figure, around 10 dB. There is a reason for that. There are filters in the TV set. There are other requirements for this set for the noise figure to be so large. Then there's a cable to up to the antenna, and this cable has some 5 dB loss. The antenna. And the antenna noise temperature is around 200 Kelvin, because half of the antenna lobe sees the warm earth at 290 Kelvin, and the other half of the antenna sees the sky at around 100 Kelvin. Plus there are some small losses in the antenna, so around 200 Kelvin is a good estimate for the antenna. Kakšna stvar nas tukaj zanima? Edina stvar, ki nas zanima vsota vseh temperatur. So we are only interested in the sum of all temperature. Of all temperatures. Reference to the antenna connector. Se pravi, zanima nas, koliko je vsota vseh šumnih temperatur, če jih preračunamo na konektor pri antene. Ne? No, in za ta primer tukaj, kako lahko gremo računati, najprej moramo uporabiti kabel. Ne? Kabel je jasno tukaj, če kabel, temperatura izgub kabla, TR je enako T nič. So, je 290 Kelvin. Ne? So the temperature of the cable is held at 290 Kelvin. So here the easiest computation is using noise figure. In bomo preračunali zdaj mi šumno število sprejemnika tukaj gor na FS črtica tukaj gor. Ne? No in tisti naš FS črtica je zdaj FS manj A. Ne? Se pravi 10 decibelov minus 5 decibelov je 15 decibelov. So the calculated noise figure at the antenna terminus is 15 dB. Zdaj, kaj moramo narediti s temi 15 decibeli? S temi 15 decibeli moramo zdaj preračunati tu v šumno temperaturo, uporabimo graf, ne, tukaj, ki ga imamo, ne. Uporabimo graf, ki ga imamo, in kar nimam kalkulator, ne, so we take the graph, so se don't have a calculator, da bomo zračunali šumno temperaturo, ne, se pravi, T sprejemnika črtica tukaj zdaj, ne, je zdaj C nič krat 10 na F desetin, ne, v decibelih, ne, F spremnika časnica za čebelik, manj njena. Ne? No, in ta stvar zdaj je, če tu gremo izračunati, pogledamo v tabeli, imamo 15 decibelov na tej skali, 15 decibelov maste tukaj notri slabo videti, je približno 8900 kelvinov. So 15 dB on this scale, about here. This is 14 dB, 15 dB, 16 dB. Okay. So we are about 8900 Kelvin. Osta so da vesel Kelvin tam, ne? No, in skupna šumna temperatura bo zdaj, ne, se pravi, vsota šumnih temperatur, bo zdaj 200 Kelvin od antene, so kar 200 Kelvin od antena, and 8900 Kelvin of the receiver, and the sum is 9100 Kelvin. Tu je v našem prvem primjeru. Case 1. Zdaj, staro mamo so težave. Stara mama je pa slišala, da eno nadaljevalko bi pa ona lahko gledala, če bi imela več varjenja. So now the problem is that grandma wants to look at a certain TV program carrying a certain serial, but that TV program can only be received if you have an amplifier. And grandma orders to buy an amplifier. And now we have a real problem. Zdaj imamo resničen problem. Zakaj? Zato, ker v navodilih za ojačevalnik piše, da je treba ojačevalnik ugraditi pri anteni. Ne? Pri zdravo ojačevalnika. Ne? Stara mama pa pravi, da ojačevalnik ne sme biti pri anteni, ker to je nastajk in tam ga lahko ukradejo. So now we have a big problem. We read the instructions of the amplifier, and the instructions say that the amplifier has to be installed at the antenna. But grandma says, no, the amplifier is not going to be installed at the antenna because that's on the roof, and they can steal the amplifier. Thieves can steal the amplifier, so that's a problem. Dobro, poskušamo najprej povezati stvari, tako pa kar pravi stara mama, ne? Damo tukaj televizor. Damo tukaj ojačevalnik, damo tukaj zdaj kabel na naše antene in tukaj gor imamo anteno. Kjer je temperatura antene še vedno 200 Kelvinu? To je primer 2 zdaj, so in tukaj second case. Imamo še zmeraj šumno število televizorja 10 decibelov. Ampak zdaj imam tukaj, kar je novo, imam ojačevalnik, ki ima šumno število tega ojačevalnika 3 decibele in ima ojačanje, ojačevalnika je 25 decibelov. So we bought an amplifier, according to the instructions given by grandma, that has a noise figure of 3 dB and gain of 25 dB. The only problem is we had to install it close to the TV set, not close to the antenna, because grandma didn't agree about that. In imamo še zmeren te izgube v kablu, a je minus 5 decibelov. Ne? No, kaj moramo zdaj mi te prvo zračunati? Ne? Ta prva stvar je treba zdaj vzeti skupaj televizor in ojačevalnik. Kaj je šel to plav for master? So the first thing to do is to calculate the noise figure here. To šumno število moramo zračunati. Kako ga bomo zračunali? Tisti F črtica tam, ne, je zdaj po formuli F ojačevalnika, ne, in F sprejemnika minus 1 deljeno z ojačenjem ojačevalnika. So this looks very simple, but we have to convert logarithmic units into linear units, because this equation works in linear units. Ta je načba deluje v linearnih enotah. 3 decibele je tukaj 2, 25 decibelov je ojačanje 316. 10 decibelov je 10, ne? No, imam zdaj 2 in tukaj 316, na vrh imam pa 10 minus 1, ne? Če tu se štejem zdaj skupaj, tu je 2,03 v linearnih enotah, ne? V linearnih enotah. F črtica v decibelih je 10krat logaritem desetiški od teha 2,03, ne? Dobimo tukaj 3 cela... Maste kalkulator za zračunat?
Minus 7 je v zapiski.
Ne vem, če je prav, da smo nič 7. Upajmo, da je prav 3,7 decibela. So we calculate the f prime of this combination, TV set plus amplifier. Zdaj moramo ta f črtica preračunati v f dve črtici tukaj gor, ne? F dve črtici v decibelih, ne? Je f črtica v decibelih minus a v decibelih, ne? Tu je 3,07 decibela minus minus 5 decibelov, ne? Je 8,07 decibela. Ne? In zdaj pogledamo na našem grafu, koliko je šumna temperatura z 8,07 decibela. Vidimo tukaj, da tu je... Znaš te odčitati 8,07 po grafu, koliko tu je? Pravi, če gremo računati zdaj temperatura sprejemnika dve črtice, ne? Je zdaj tukaj te nič krat 10 na f dve črtice desetin manj ena. Pogledamo, koliko je.
1500, 1600, ne? 8,07, to je 8,2, ne? 8,2 je tudi 1548, ne? 1548. En malček več, 1500, koliko? 1550 že ni, ne?
1545, ne? 1545. Kelvinov, ne? In vsota vseh temperatur je zdaj, če preštejem še 200, 1745 Kelvinov, ne? To je ta drugi primer zdaj. In to je tista merodajna številka. Merodajna številka je, koliko je celotna nadomestna šumna temperatura. Ne? So, the really important thing here is the equivalent noise temperature of the whole receiving system, all the components. Pogledamo še tretji zgled, kaj bi bilo, če bi inštalirali ojačevalnik, tako kot je pisalo v navodilih. Ne? So let's look at the third example. So we try to calculate everything. If the amplifier was installed close to the antenna. Grandma doesn't like that. Let's see what happens. Ojačevalnik damo zdaj tukaj gor v anteni, napeljemo kabel dol, napeljem televizor in imam tukaj televizor, ne? A, smo pogledali prav po grafi.
Ja, ne,
3570
tudi po računu.
Po računu, ja sem gledal, ste robe na grafu. 8,2. Ja, točno sem vedel na robe. Ja, pride več. 8,2, 8,0. 8,1, ja, 1000.
Tudi po grafu, ker po grafu imamo 8 nič pa 8 2. 8 ena je vmes, pa je 1500. 8,1 bi bilo 1375, ne 8 nič 7. Če gledamo po grafu. So, we are arguing about looking at the graph. Gareth, are you able to find out from the graph if we have 8.0 dB noise figure, what is the noise temperature? Now we are arguing because I read one value, the other students read the other value, the third students read the third value. So let's see what you see, what you find from the graph. How many Kelvin do we have? How many? One?
1,545.
This should be okay. And we have an additional 200 Kelvin from the antenna. Now we have the third case, we install the amplifier the way the instruction said, not the way the grandma said, but the way the instruction said. Kako bomo zdaj takšno stvar zračunali? Mi imamo že tukaj gor, najlažje da računamo s temperaturami. Ker jaz imam tukaj gor že to temperaturo zračunano, TS črtica. I already have computed this TF prime as 8900 Kelvin. No, in zdaj celotna skupna temperatura bo tukaj gor, ne? To s tri črtice recimo, ne? To s tri črtice so TS3 prime will be temperature of the amplifier plus temperature TS prime divided by G of the amplifier. Gain of the amplifier. Ne? In imamo zdaj tukaj 290 kelvinov odraševalnika. Ne? F je 3 decibele, je 290 kelvinov. Ne? Plus imamo tukaj 8900 kelvinov deljeno za 316. Ne? Tu je TS tri črtice, je zdaj tukaj da se tri črtice je 316 bi šlo 290 kelvinu 316 gre noter, gre 20 krat gre 2 krat v 890 gre 2 krat 890 main 632 600 je 290, 290 je 230 je 2500 gre 316 8krat. Tukaj dobimo še 28 kelvinov. Tukaj. Se pravi, skupaj je šuma tukaj 318. In skupna šumna temperatura je zdaj tukaj 200 kelvinov in 318 kelvinov je skupaj 518 kelvinov. Ne? Dobro, smo videli, da tretji primer je tisti, ki bi dal najboljši rezultat. Tukaj so the third case, installing the amplifier and the antenna, calculating the sum, the whole temperature, so to have the same measure, looks the best of all. No, ampak zdaj, da pogledamo, kje je zdaj lahko, kje je napaka, ne? Recimo, mi smo od prvega primera, do tretjega primera, to je tretji primer, smo znižali šumno število za koliko? Iz 9100 kelvinov na 518 kelvinov. Se pravi, naše izboljšene SN, se pravi, delta SN v decibelih, ne, je zdaj 8900 kelvinov, a ne, zbogljš, 900 stup, 900 stup. Vsoto temperaturo, ne, se pravi, moramo vzeti
vsoto temperatur. V prvem primeru vsoto temperatur v tretjem primeru. So, our improvement in the signal to noise ratio is 10 times logarithm. 10-krat logaritem. Logaritem, tukaj imamo vsota temperatur. V prvem primeru vsota temperatur v drugem primeru. Ne? In kolikokrat se nam zboljša razmerje signal šum? 10-krat logaritem, desetiški, od tukaj imam 9100 Kelvin, deljeno za 518 Kelvinov. Maste kalkulator, zato zračunati, koliko je decibelov tu zdaj? 9100 deljeno za 518. So the improvement should be, if you take a calculator. Are you able to calculate it, girls? How many decibels do you have? 12,4 decibela. Dajmo pogledati iz teh 318 Kelvinov, koliko je F3 črtice. Po našem grafu tukaj. 318 Kelvinov, pogledajte tukaj, 318 Kelvinov, če pogledamo bo tukaj gor, je približno 4,5 decibela, ne 318 Kelvinov. Sem prav povedal? 318 je, ne manj kako što je se povedal, 4,45, ne? Je. Problem. Ne, narobe sem vedel, narobe sem vedel. 300 je tukaj spode, ja. 300 je tukaj spode. 318 je 3,22. Prav, ne, 3,23 decibela, ne? Ja, zdaj, če za ta isti primer pogledamo, za koliko se je spremenilo šumno število, ne? Je zdaj F, tak, ki smo ga imeli tukaj, ne? F, S črtica, manj, tukaj F, 3 črtice, ne? Je zdaj 15 decibelov minus 3,23 decibela je pa tu zdaj 11,77 decibela, ne? Kaj hotel vidimo zdaj s te primerjave? Šumno število se je spremenilo za 11,8 decibela, dajmo reči. Razmerje signal šum se je pa spremenilo za 12 decibela. So what is wrong here? The noise figure of our system changed by 11.8 dB. And the signal to noise ratio changed by 12.4 dB. These two figures are not identical. There's something wrong. Is there something wrong?
No.
What is the reason that these two figures are not the same? Kje je razlog, da te dve številke nista enake?
V tem tretjem primeru jačnemo kabla. Mislim, nismo kabla.
The main reason is that the temperature of the antenna is not equal to T0. Če bi imeli temperaturo antene enako referenčni temperaturi, bi dobili natančno isto. Ne? Ker takrat je šumno število pomeni spremembo razmerja signal šum. So, when the source noise temperature, the antenna noise temperature is equal to T0, then the change of the noise figure is exactly the same as the change of the signal-to-noise ratio. When the temperature of antenna is different from T0, here the temperature is different from T0, then the
these things, two things will differ. The difference in the noise figure will not be the same as the difference in the signal-to-noise ratio we obtain. In tu nam poveze, kaj je tista definicija šumnega števila neumna, tista definicija, so this is an explanation of what I said last hour at the beginning, why we have this nonsense definition of the noise figure. A change of the noise figure is not a change of the signal-to-noise ratio. This explains why the definition is stupid, why it's not a nonsense. What is reported in textbooks? This example we sketched now on the board. Imamo še dosti večjo razliko, če je se ta temperatura zelo razlikuje od temperature, referenčne temperature. So, we have even larger differences when the antenna temperature is very, very much different from the reference temperature. When that stupid definition from the textbooks fails completely, is satellite communication. We have a satellite TV antenna, it's a satellite dish with an antenna, and up here we have a receiver. Okay? Such an antenna looks here at the cold sky. Antena gleda v hladno nebo, kjer je ta temperatura neba verjetno pod 10 Kelvin. Temperatura neba je tukaj manjša kot 10 Kelvin. So cold sky has a noise temperature of less than 10 Kelvin. Ampak antena ima nekaj sevanja preko roba zrcala. Ne? So, the primary feed of this antenna has some spillover. And this spillover sees this 290 Kelvin here. Se pravi, zaradi tega bo temperatura antene en malček višja in ena smiselna ocena je, da temperatura antene bo tukaj 20 Kelvin. So, a sensible estimate for the antenna temperature is 20 Kelvin. It's less than 10 Kelvin from the sky, but the primary feed of the antenna has some spillover. And that spillover collects very warm earth here. We have earth here, we have the soil at 290 Kelvin. So this actually enters the receiver. This is a sensible estimate for the antenna temperature for satellite. Zdaj imamo dva sprejemnika, stari. We have an old receiver that has F1 of 1 dB. And we replace the old receiver with the new one. The new receiver has a noise figure F2 of 0.5 dB. A je smiselno tukaj, da investiramo denar, da kupimo nov sprejemnik, ki ima pol decibela, če imamo stari en decibel, se to je samo pol decibela razlike. Dajmo preračunati temperature. Let's try to compute the noise figures here. For 1 dB and for 0.5 dB. Temperature 1 and temperature 2. Can you look at the graph, girls? For 1 dB, how many Kelvin do we have for 1 dB? We have 75 or 76 Kelvin. And for half a dB, how much we have? 36 Kelvin. Now, in the first case, we have the sum of the temperatures. In the first case, we have 20 Kelvin from the antenna plus 75 Kelvin from the receiver, we have a total of 95 Kelvin. And in the second case, we have 20 Kelvin from the antenna and 36 Kelvin from the receiver, we have a total of 56 Kelvin. In zdaj sprememba razmerja signal šum, v logaritemskih enotah, v decibelih, ne, bo desetkrat logaritem desetiški, vsota temperatur v prvem primeru deljeno z vsoto temperatur v drugem primeru. To je desetkrat logaritem desetiški od 95 deljeno z 56. Ne? In tu je, lahko računamo tu na kalkulator, koliko je. Sane, ali boste videli računal? 2,3 decibela. S tem, da smo imeli spremembo šumnega števila, smo imeli 1 decibel, manj 0,5 decibela, je samo 0,5 decibela. Ne? No, zdaj, če premerimo te dve števili, kaj ugotovimo? Ne? Če premerimo te dve števili, ugotovimo, da sta te dve števili hudo, hudo narazen med sabo. Zakaj sta hudo narazen med sabo? Zato, ker je temperatura antene zelo različna od referenčne temperature. Ne? Se pravi, tukaj imamo zelo dosti večjo razliko, zato ker je ta temperatura toliko nizka in tukaj je tam, kjer vse tiste enačbe iz raznih knjih odpovejo. Ne? Tiste enačbe odpovejo v tej točki, zato ker je tiste enačbe, mislim, kar preproste knjige razlagajo, da tu je pa šumno število, da je točno razmerje, sprememba razmira signala, šum tu ne drži, tu sploh ne drži. Ne? So here you see where the textbooks fail with definition, as I told you at the beginning. That definition of a noise figure fails because here a small difference in the noise figure makes a large difference in the signal to noise ratio. So certainly the definition as wrote it, if we wrote it at the beginning of the hour before, it's wrong. We see that. It is wrong also in another case. Je napačno tudi v drugem primeru, ne? No, dajmo si še naslednji primer zidati, ne? In sicer, mogoče še veste, kaj je tudi CB radijska postaja. So, we install a citizen band radio. Radio that has a ground plane antenna, big ground plane antenna on the roof, operating on a frequency of 27 megahertz. Pri frekvenci 27 MHz je temperatura antene približno 10 na 10 na 4 Bq. No, in zdaj, če imamo tukaj dol sprejemnik, imamo recimo radio 1, prvi sprejemnik ima recimo šumno število F1 je 10 decibelov in radio 2. Ena radio 2 ima F2 je recimo 3 decibelov. So we have two different radios, one has a noise figure of 10 dB, the other radio has a noise figure of 3 dB. Če pogledamo koliko so temperature tukaj, temperatura 1, temperatura 2, lahko vidimo 3 decibele 290 Kelvina, ne? Koliko je pa 10 decibelov? Mora biti okoli 2600 ali nekaj časa 10 decibelov, ne?
10 deci, tukaj 10 decibelov, 2600 pa še nekaj, koliko? 100.
1600.
10. Ja, 2600. 2600.
In zdaj, v prvem primeru imamo vsota temperatur, v prvem primeru vsota temperatur, v drugem primeru. Je zdaj, imamo temperatura antene 10.000 Kelvinov, ne? 10 na četrto. Plus 2.610 Kelvinov in tukaj imam plus 290 Kelvinov. Se pravi, imam, zdaj,
12,600 Kelvinu in tukaj imam 10,250 Kelvina. In sprememba razmerja signal šum, zdaj v tem primeru koliko je, ne? V decibelih, ne? Je 10-krat logaritem desetiški od vsota temperaturu. Prvo primer deljeno z vsota temperaturu. So we do the same calculation of change of signal to noise ratio. In the case of a shortwave radio where sky temperature is very high, so here we have our galaxies and galaxies radiating lots of noise at low frequencies. And that's the reason for the high noise temperature. Koliko bomo imeli zdaj to te stvari tukaj, ne? Zdaj imamo te stvari 10-krat logaritem desetiški od 12,610 deljeno z 10,290, ta stvar je približno 1 decibel. Se pravi, tukaj smo imeli en delta F, ki je 10 decibelu, manj 3 decibele, ki je 7 decibelu, in iz tega vstane ven sprememba razmerja signal šum, samo 1 decibel. Če imamo primer, da imamo zelo velik šum antene, sprijemnik sploh ni pomemben, kakšen ga imam. Ne? Zaradi tega CB postaja, recimo, nihče vam ne bo napisal, koliko je šum število CB postaja. Ker je to popolnoma nepomembno. So if we have an extremely high antenna noise temperature, and this is the case of low frequencies, 27 MHz, the citizen band, radio band, is quite a low frequency, that's short wave. That's lots of galactic noise at 27 MHz. And it's almost unimportant what receiver do we have. We improve the noise figure of our receiver by 7 dB, and we have just a 1 dB change, 1 dB change in the noise temperature. Even less than 1 dB, slightly less. 0.9 dB. So I'm making this example just to show you that we cannot use the simple definition of the noise temperature of the noise figure as is given by signal to noise ratio at the input divided by signal to noise ratio at the output. That is wrong. And this example proves it immediately. This one exceeds in one direction, this one exceeds in the other direction. So if you have a huge antenna temperature, the change in the signal to noise will be less than predicted by the stupid theory, and we have a very low noise antenna, then the improvement will be much higher. Smo se nejasni, kaj tukaj. Enačba tista, kar se nekaj piše v knjigah, kar se može beriti, da šumno število pa razmerje, razmeri signal šumno vhodu proti razmeru signal šumno izhodu, tista stvar ne drži. Ne drži, ker vidimo tukaj, da če imamo dost šuma na anteni, sprememba šumnega števila ne doprinese skoraj nič. Če imamo pa izredno malo šuma na anteni, primer satelitskega sprema, pa sprememba šumnega števila prinese dosti več konkretna sprememba. Se pravi, te dve stvari nista v razmerju. Ne? Bi bili v razmerju samo v tistem slučaju, če bi imeli anteno obrneno v zemljo. Ampak tu je zelo, zelo redek primer. Ne? Vsi resnični primeri so, ali je tak primer, ali je tak primer. So, these are real cases, this one or this one. This may be quite close, this case here is quite close to T0, so these two figures are quite close. But otherwise, the figures are very well away. Upam, da uspeste slediti, kaj se tukaj dogaja. I hope you are able to follow what is going on now. I just wanted to explain the mistakes people are making. And of course, manufacturers that make test equipment, I saw sent to the PDF file. Also, they are trying to use the noise figure because people are used to talk about noise figures. And they are trying, even in that PDF file, they are trying to get around the definition. They say that the reference temperature is 290 Kelvin, then it's all okay. That's what they say in the PDF I sent to you via email. But I want you to make clear what is the physical background, hočem povedati, kje je fizikalno ozadje. In najlepše bi bilo, če bi se zmerno pogovarjali samo šumnih temperatur.
So, it would be really nice to just talk about noise temperatures. We yet have one further definition for today, then it's enough for today. And again, the thing regards satellites. Torej, spet pogovarjamo se o sateliti in o satelitski sprejemni postaji, tako kot jo imamo tukaj. Ne? So we're going to talk about the satellite TV antenna. Kakšen je tam račun? Ne? Mi imamo satelit. Ki ima tukaj neko moč oddajnika in tu gre na njegovo anteno, ki ima dobitek od tajne antene. Ne? Sprejemnik na Zemlji ima anteno in ima ojačevalnik, se pravi ima neko temperaturo antene tukaj. Ima neko temperaturo sprejemnika in ima nek dobitek sprejemne antene. Ne? In vse skupaj se nahaja na razdalji tukaj. R, ne? No, sprejemna moč tukaj je lahko kar zapišem, ne? Če je prazen prostor, so je free space, the received power is the famous free equation. So nothing really new. We already had this equation several times. And the noise power, if we have here a bandwidth, band pass-filter, the noise power we have calculated to the antenna input terminals, se pravi neobhodna sponka preračunana je pasovna širina krat Boltzmannova konstanta krat temperatura antene in temperatura sprejemnika. And the sum of all temperatures. So we had all this. Zdaj, zanima nas razmerje signal šum. So what we are interested is the signal to noise ratio. In linear units, I'm not going to mess with decibels. So this is power of the signal divided by power of the noise. Če prepišem vse to skupaj noter, tukaj je moč oddajnika, je dobitek oddajne antene, dobitek sprejemne antene, lambda za 4 pi razdalja na kvadrat. Od spode pa je B krat Boltzmannova konstanta krat temperatura antene in temperatura sprijemnika. Če sem sam prepisal vse te naravno, so I just rewrote the equations to have it. Zdaj vprašanje je, kaj od tega lahko mi spreminjamo? Moč oddajnika na krovu satelita ne. To komunika je strelil satelite pa satelite. Ja, postavljamo. Dobitek antene na satelitu ne, valovne dolžine ne, razdalje ne, pasovne širine ne, ker je definirano, kaj satelit oddaja. Boltzmannova konstanta mi ne moramo spreminjati, to je sam Boltzmannova spreminjati. So, the question is, what can we change this equation here? There are numbers that are given here, actually, that we cannot change anything here. We cannot change the transmit power of the satellite, we are not the owner of the satellite. We cannot change the antenna on the satellite. That's fixed. We cannot change the bandwidth. The bandwidth of the signal is that was given by the satellite. We cannot change the Boltzmann constant. We need physicists to change the Boltzmann constant. That's very difficult to change. But there are, we cannot change the distance of the satellite. We cannot change the pi number. It's also very difficult to change. We cannot change the wavelength, that's also defined by the satellite. But there are things we can change. Se pravi, če prepišemo, kaj lahko mi zamenjamo tukaj, so stvari, ki so fiksne. There are things that are unmovable. And there are things we can actually change. Kar lahko spreminjamo, sem zapisal tukaj posebej, ne? To je naša sprejemna postaja. This is what we can change in our station. In zdaj, tu je ena številka, ki opisuje, koliko dobro postajo imamo. So, this is actually a number that describes how good our station is to receive a satellite. We can put a larger antenna, but the larger antenna can collect more noise. Or we can put a smaller antenna that collects less noise, but the ratio stays the same. Se pravi, mi lahko tukaj lahko damo različne sprejemne antene. Lahko damo večjo anteno, ki pršo mi, ali pa manjšo anteno, ki menjšo. No, in temu razmerju pravimo razmerje G z T. Ne? Ratio. G over T. Where G is related to the gain of the receiving station antenna, and temperature is related to the sum of both temperatures. So, G is actually Gs, and T is T antenna plus T receiver. Se pravi, kjer je ta temperatura? Temperatura antena je temperatura spremnika, in ta temperatura dobitek je dobitek spremne. In to je podatek spremne postaje. Dosti krat imate za mrz kršen satelit, imate podatek, G za T mora biti pa tolik pa tolik. So many times for a given satellite system, you don't get the antenna has to be this large and the noise temperature of the receiver has to be this and so on. No, you have just G over T given. When you have G over T, then it's your problem how to physically make this G over T. So, right? Kada imamo enkrat G za T podan, potem je naša inženirska izbira, koliko bomo investirali v sprejemnik in koliko bo šumela antena. Ne? Dosti krat imamo G za T podan v decibelih. G za T v decibelih na Kelvin. Ne? So te merske enote, tu je desetkrat logaritem desetiški od razmerja G za T, krat tukaj en Kelvin. Ne? En Kelvin, zato ker logaritem ne bo računa. Ne? In tu so merske enote decibeli na Kelvin. We again have a strange unit that's not correct mathematically. Because this ratio, G over T, has units, G is just a ratio, while T is Kelvin, this has units Kelvin to the minus 1. Če hočemo od tega zračunati logaritem, moramo pomnožiti z enim Kelvinom. Da lahko zračunamo logaritem in prve te merske enote se kličejo decibeli na Kelvin, kar ni najbolj prav. So decibels over Kelvin is not mathematically the best thing, but people are using this and they have to explain this, because people are using this unit. But it's not the best thing to do, to divide decibels over Kelvin. While what we have to do, we actually have to multiply this G over T by 1 Kelvin, so that the logarithm works on a clean ratio without any measurement units. We don't know what is the logarithm of 1 Kelvin. Ni vemo, kaj je logaritm na Kelvina, tukaj moramo vedeti zmeraj neimenovano razmerje pri logaritmu, da bomo lahko to zračunali. Be careful, paste tukaj, ker nekateri ljudje vam bojo tukaj dali 290 Kelvin. Be careful, because some people may put here 290 Kelvin. And that's almost 24 or 25 dB of difference. That's a huge difference.
So be careful when you're reading these documents, when you have to specify a satellite station, they talk about dB over Kelvin, but that dB over Kelvin is not clear if there is 1 Kelvin here or if there is 290 Kelvin here. So this is a strange unit, G over T. Be careful what you are talking about, especially when it is decibel. Kaj je ta stvar v decibelih, paste, ker eni pametnjakoviči vam lahko dajo tukaj 290 Kelvin, ne en Kelvin, ne. Kaj bi bila ta referenca? Ne? Dajo pač referenčno temperaturo, dajo, ne. Da dobijo neimenovano število za vagajtev. Pa tu je treba paziti, kaj si uni človek zamislil, je tam en Kelvin ali tam 290 Kelvin, ne. No, z tega tudi sledi, kako bomo mi anteno izdelali tukaj, ne? Mi, če imamo zrcalno anteno, ne? So now the question is how to build the satellite antenna, how to design the satellite antenna. And here we have a trade-off and I have to explain this trade-off with antennas. Z zrcalno anteno veste, da imam lahko anteno, ki je podosvetljena, ki sem jo premalo osvetljil, ker je snop žarelca preozek. Imam lahko primerno osvetljeno anteno, ki bo dala največji izkoristek osvetlitve površine in največjo smernost. In imam lahko preko osvetljeno anteno, ki bo šlo do tesevanja preko roba žarelca. So with reflector antennas, I can have three cases. I can have a feed that only illuminates part of the dish. If this is the reflector. I can have an antenna that's almost correctly illuminated by the primary feed. And I have an antenna that has spillover. So this primary feed is actually radiating well in excess of the size of my antenna. So I have something here and something here. I have also radiation over the, I have spillover. Si moramo pogledati, kaj se dogaja, ne, za te antene, če jaz rišem stvari kot funkcijo tega kot alfa. So I'm trying to draw things now as a function of the focal angle alfa of my primary feed of the antenna, of the satellite antenna. Tukaj narišem alfa, ne, in tukaj gor rišem različne veličine. No, zdaj, smernost bo jasno ena taka krivulja. So, the directivity of the antenna, the gain of the antenna, will be curve like this one. If talking about gain, but the noise temperature will be here very low because we are pointed to the sky. So, this is the temperature of the antenna plus temperature of the receiver. And this will go up here and raise to a much higher temperature here. This is even still raising here, but to a smaller rate. Se pravi, temperatura tukaj se poveča, zato ker tukaj vidimo 290 Kelvin, ne? Tukaj pa vidimo 10 Kelvin, mogoče hladno ne bo. So here we only see the cold sky, 10 Kelvin, but we see a much higher temperature here. Če narišemo zdaj ta isti diagram razmerje GZT, so if you try to plot G over T under the same diagram, we may obtain something like this. In GZT bo imel boljšo vrednost per manjšem alfa, bo imel maksimum per manjšem alfa, kakor ima maksimum G. Ne? Tukaj imam G maksimalni, Tukaj imam pa ga za te maksimalne, ne? Ga za te, ne? So, I may get better receiving results with an under-illuminated dish for reception only, because the temperature is lower. The gain is, has already risen, but the temperature is lower. So the design of the antenna may differ if I want the maximum gain, or if I want the maximum G over T. For reception, I want the maximum G over T. For transmission, I want the maximum gain. Ne, in tukaj je zdaj razlika, kako bom načrtoval antene, če sem tukaj risal in tudi temperaturo antene in temperaturo sprejemnika, če sem tukaj risal, tukaj razmire GZT, ker tudi narašča tukaj gor, ne? Ampak GZT maksimalni se pojavi prej, pri ožjem kotu semenja žarilca, kakor se pojavi G maksimalni. Rečemo, recimo, če je ta tukaj. Jaz sem. Da, če bo
sprejem, kot je vdaj še enkrat.
Za sprejem bomo iskali najboljše razmere GZT, ne?
Ja.
Za oddajo bomo poiskali največji dobitek, ne? Da bomo prišli nebe do satelita, ker temperatura nas tam ne briga, ne? Ja. Tako da je različno, mi običajno načrtujemo antene tukaj, ne? So, our usual design of dish antennas, reflector antennas, is here for the maximum illumination efficiency for the maximum gain. But for satellite reception, an under-illuminated dish may be better, may perform better, because the G over T is better. And the G over T is the parameter that matters in a satellite receiver. And this is different from designing the antenna for maximum gain. We will say more about this at the antenna course. Maybe not this Tuesday, maybe next Tuesday. Okay? Jaz upam, da je razumljivo, to je vse za danes, kar sem se povedal.